we'll go into the shed and see how they're doing, see if they're all ready to go. We've got 70 cows in here. We've got it divided up into three sections, so say 25 cows in each section. The queen here is that big red cow. She's a Montbellard cow I bought from a farmer down near Baldinglass. They're a French breed.
So she's the head girl.
She is the head girl. She feeds first. She goes into the milking parlour first. Everybody waits for her move. And if anybody is foolish enough to get in her way, she pucks them out. And absolutely, yeah. They're quite brutal with each other.
What does this day mean to you as a farmer?
I suppose I'm almost as giddy as the cows, because I spend all day every day in here, and you feed them maybe twice a day, and you have to clean them out, and you know it's a lot of extra work when they're inside, just to make sure they're all clean,
and they are all getting excited.
Make sure they're kept clean, and you keep food in front of them the whole time to keep them all happy.
And they're all getting very rowdy here, wanting to get out.
I want you to stand in behind the gate somewhere well out of the way, because as soon as this gate is open, they are going to make a dive
hell for leather.
They can sense something is going on, and they're all heading pointed towards the field. So once they go, nothing's going to stop them. It's going to be a bit of a stampede. We're ready? 3, 2, 1, here we go.
Look at them go. They're all kicking. Go. Whoa. Bit of a mini stampede going on here.
They're gone running down the road there. Hopefully they keep going in a straight line. They're out into a paddock of very lush grass, so they can smell it straight away. They haven't had a bite of fresh grass in 4 months, so they're obviously very excited, but they're straight away, they're down. Have a bit of a skip around, and they're down straight into munching away.
And look at them, they're trotting like horses.
Yeah.
I think they think they're much more delicate than they actually are.
So I'm taking a handful of grass. On each grass plant I've got 3 leaves, and that's it. The 4th leaf is just starting there. So that is when the quality of the grass is at its prime. That's what it's all about. It's all about leafy grass. That's what every dairy farmer in the country is absolutely obsessed about, grass. Talk to them. That's what they want to talk about. They're out 10 minutes. Every single cow is got the head down, and they're munching away.
They're just absolutely eating.
They love it.
If I gave you a pint of milk taken from the summer grazing and a pint of milk taken from when they're in the sheds at a blind test, would you know the difference?
I would, because I'm completely tuned into it. I find the milk. Now we're making butter as well here on the farm, and you'd really know from the butter, because the quality is hugely affected by what they feed. The grass is obviously, it's in its pure natural state. You get a really deep, rich yellow butter, and it's really kind of creamy in texture. Obviously during the winter we're feeding them a fermented feed, and the butter's a lot whiter, and it's a kind of almost chalky, kind of crumbly in texture. Still beautiful, but there's nothing beats summer butter. I mean, ask any person, ask your grandmother or anybody who's used to eating the old traditional type dairy products. They'd always tell you the summer butter, that's the gold in everybody's diet. So it's still good during the winter, but it's just not as good. I mean, it just kind of proves that this the grass is what drives it all. That's what drives the quality.